For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin says critics are misinterpreting his recent comments about the possibility of bloodshed should Hillary Clinton be elected president. Bevin made those remarks during a speech to a conservative group in Washington over the weekend. On Wednesday, Bevin spoke to the Bowling Green Noon Rotary Club. After that speech, a member of the club asked Bevin to respond to the negative reaction to his comments about patriots shedding their blood and the blood of tyrants. Here is Bevin's answer in its entirety.
Gosh, I don't even know where to start. I'll tell you this, you can't win an argument with an ignorant person. You can't. And there is so much idiocy out there. I would encourage anybody to actually watch, it's 15 minutes, watch my actual speech. Watch it, listen to it, make your own determination. I quoted Thomas Jefferson, who said that the roots of the tree of liberty are, he actually said refreshed. I used the word watered. I altered it slightly. Are refreshed by the blood of tyrants and patriots. He said patriots and tyrants is actually, and I reversed that as well. But in essence, I was quoting him. It's true. He actually thought it would happen every 75 years at the most, as did most of the other people who founded this nation. It has historically been the case. And the point that I made in this speech was it's similar to what I just said to you all. We have an opportunity. It's why I encourage you to be engaged. We have an opportunity to battle ideologically, politically, spiritually, morally, economically. We have the ability to have these levels of debate, because if in fact we don't, we will ultimately be forced to fight physically. That's the point I made. That's exactly what I said. That's what I would say again here and any other time. That is historical fact. You look around the world. Look at what's happened in the Middle East. Look what's happening in Syria. Pick a country, but Syria, for example. What is happening? They are literally physically fighting because they have tried to do it politically, and they've tried to do it morally, and they've tried to do it religiously, and they've tried to do it economically, and they've failed. And the net result of failure of diplomatic and sophisticated and ideological and intellectual discussions and conflict, the net result of those failing is always physical, always. Has been from the dawn of time. For us to assume that magically in this little special place that won't be the case is delusional. Delusional. And the point that I made, and again I would make to you, is the fact that if in fact it comes to that, who's going to pay that price? Somebody. Maybe us, it may be our children, it may be our grandchildren, it may be their children, but somebody pays the price. We've seen these haunting images of these little kids in Syria, for example. That little boy, how many of you saw that little video that went viral of that little kid just sitting in the emergency room? Little five-year-old kid, blood all over him. That kid is somebody's kid. That kid is somebody's grandkid. That kid isn't that much different than our own children or grandchildren. We need to wake up. That was the whole point of everything that I said. There's not one word of it, not one lick of it, not one way in which I use the words that I would do different in a minute. I wish I could remember. I don't tend, as you can tell, I don't write speeches down. I just speak what I believe. I wish I could remember exactly what I said. I'd give that exact same speech over and over again. It actually came out pretty well. I was on a roll that day. I mean, those are the kind of things that frankly, we've got to be aware of.